November 10th. The goal in marriage is not to think alike, but to think together. Robert C. Dodds. At Sanger High School in Fresno, California, students who sign up for a course on family life are taught through role-playing some of the problems they'll encounter.
One of the major difficulties young people entering marriage have, says Larry Powell, the class instructor, is their Hollywood image of it. If you are in love, love will wash the dishes, he tells his students.
Though such courses may not be a panacea for broken marriages, they might help reduce the number of teenage marriages which disintegrate in the first 5 years. Divorce figures for teenage marriages now show a 3 in 4 mortality rate, I am told. Some people believe marriage is a dying institution, but I know of too many successful husband-wife teams to accept that dismal prognosis. True, many more marriages fail than once was the case, and many people live in a condition my friend Joyce Landorf calls emotional divorce. Yet, it is not impossible in this day and age to have a beautiful long-term relationship. What are the secrets of the happily married? In most every case I know, the couples are filled with mutual love, mutual hope, and mutual faith. And it is their commitment to each other's mutual good that makes their marriage shatterproof. Give us patience and understanding in all our relationships, Lord.